Using props and magic. People have used props for thousands of years to assist in their focus during magical workings. Poppets, herbs that burn and sting to produce pain and anger, stone circles, and anything else that would help to create the proper mood, help to stimulate and intensify the right emotions, and help to direct one's energy and focus are known as props. One should be powerful enough to influence one's environment using the power of one's mind alone, without having to rely on props. Props definitely help in beginning magic as they provide a focus. Advanced workings with props is a different matter and requires infusing them with energy or binding thought forms or souls into them. Here is where props have real power and can become magical assistants within themselves. This is all individual. Some people enjoy ceremonial magic and do their best workings when using props. Others work best by focusing their mind alone. The important thing is getting results. If something works for you, then use it. Remember, what may work best for one person may not for another. Go with what you're comfortable with and what produces the best results for you as an individual. This was written a long, long time ago in 2003, and I want to add here that stone circles and certain articles of nature produce energy. And so they're not just like sitting there and having a poppet that's not been infused with energy, or some other kind like candles burning, what have you. Stone circles and like trees, anything out of doors, provide natural energy and in high amounts. So it's like if you're working out of doors or something and you line the circle, the stones, the proper way, you know, like in direction with the earth, the ley lines or something, it can greatly amplify your ritual.